Lamb chapter 52. I don't want to miss the Lord tonight. You ought to come to the altar and pray. God touched your heart while ago about praying. Or you need to testify. We'll obey the Lord. It ain't that I have to preach unless God wants me to. I felt God's a pulling power while ago. I didn't know if somebody else needed to testify or come pray. You don't have to have an invitation to do that, but from the Lord. Isaiah chapter 56 tonight. I'll read one verse if God will help me and try to preach a little while. May He be honored and help us tonight in the service. I appreciate what's been said already, the good testified, and the good Holy Spirit of God's presence tonight. In Isaiah 56 and verse 10, the Bible said, His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They're all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Asleep and lying down. Loving the slumber. Verse 11 says, yea, they're greedy dogs, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain, from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. I was reading this not long ago, and verse 10 said that these dogs, that he related as these watchmen, said they could not bark. I want to preach, you've got to help me tonight. Thank God, I don't want it. A barking dog, amen. Boy, we live in a day where we don't have much barking. Thank God, out of the gospel, the truth of God. We live in a day, friend, where men have shut their mouths, have not said what they ought to say. That's because they're lazy. That's because they got sleepy. That's because they've been rude. Thank God, by a prestigious member, my friend, or a deacon board, or a paycheck, I tell we need some dogs, thank God that a bark again, I tell we want it, a barking dog, amen. Every church needs a dog at a bark. Amen. That's right. If you thank God tonight to have a dog that barks, you know about it. Amen. That's right. Praise God. They wake me up at night barking sometimes. I tell you, you need to be woke up this night about some things God has said here in this Word. I want to say there's some reason a dog barks. He just don't take off of doing it. Thank God there's a reason a dog a bark. I know tonight, my friend, that first of all, a dog barks because of the intrusion of a stranger on the owner's territory. Amen. A dog barks when others invade his territory. When his territory, my friend's invaded, that dog will bark at that stranger. Thank God that comes on his ground. I've seen that many a time. Our dog gets to bark in. And we'll walk out, look out the door, and somebody's going down the road in front of our house. I tell you, we need some dogs. Thank God that'll bark and guard their territory. Because there's a lot of thieves and a lot of robbers. Thank God that come our way that we need to bark at and let you know who they are. Amen. That's right. You better be glad you got a dog at a bark. Amen. If he can't bark, he ain't much. Amen. That's right. I will say there's some thieves coming around. They need to bark at. Preachers need to bark at. I want to say, first of all, the thief, my friend, there's a proselyte thief that comes around the house of God and travels around, my friend, trying to proselyte, trying to make them a convert, trying to make them the twofold child of hell. Hey,
friend. There's a lot of proselyters. Thank God that's trying to make men to be their disciples and to be their converts. I'm not looking for my own self to make a disciple. I'm preaching that you might be his. And when they come around the proselyte, we need to bark at them, amen. That's right. There'll tell you there's Baptist proselytes.
Yes.
You know, as a young preacher, I thought I could straighten everything out and help everybody out that come down the road. And I figured out after I was pastoring a while, if anybody gets any help, be God anyhow. Amen. That's right. It isn't what I say, it's what God does. I need to bark and tell them what God says. But we need to guard against these proselyters. Amen. I mean, friend, there's a lot of churches. Thank God they don't have no standards and no convictions. And what they'll do, they'll come in and try to proselyte you under their own little falseness. That's what the Pharisees did. They went to past sea and land trying to find one that they might convert to their evil ways. And we need to be a dog, amen, and bark and let them know, thank God, they ain't coming on our territory, amen. That's exactly right. Then they'll say proselyting thieves. Amen, there's purity thieves in this day. Every day he ought to put his big dog suit on, amen. And say, you're not coming on my property. Thank God, you're not stealing my youngins. Hey, we live in a day. Thank God, we need some daddies that'll bark loud and tell them, please, let's come in and try to steal the very purity of our young people. Thank God, we need some dogs that'll bark loud and let them know. Thank God, that they are living pure, amen. Thank God, I tell you, we live in a day, friend, parents don't have no God about them, no standards about them. That's right, brother, you don't trust them. You better not put your trust in man. Thank God, they'll say, well, her daddy or his daddy is a preacher or a deacon. Well, that don't mean they pure. Hey, that don't mean just because they got their name on a church roll. That's all the devil. My friend, get in the church and use them boys and girls to destroy another one. That's why daddy better have his eyes open. Thank God, watching his property. Thank God, put up a force. And my friend, live in his house. Amen. And be the man of God that God called him to be. And guard his children from these bunch of purity thieves. Amen. That's right. You don't listen to me. God help, I preach. Don't you come to that daddy and mama and say, well, everybody else is a gift of doing it. Why can't I do it?
Right.
Amen. Right. You know, I tell you, everybody else is doing sin. Everybody else is out here living for the devil. That's right. But there ain't but one right way, and that's God's way. And daddy better go ahead and know that when that old thief will come, thank God, he's at the door. You better guard your territory. Amen. That's right. Amen. You know what? Thank God, they need to know you the man. That's right. They need to know you the man.
That's right.
That's right. You put some fear of God in them, they won't be knocking on your door every hour. Amen.
That's right.
You tell them like it is. Amen. Hey, young people, can I tell you something? That you got a daddy that's a man. Thank God that'll stand and guard his own house. You got something. Amen. That's right. Boy, I'm going to tell you today, most daddies, thank God, have got run by the skirt government. Amen. I mean, everything that mama says, that's what they do. Hey, I'm telling you, God called you to run the home, and God will give you accountable to that. I'm telling you, there's a lot of thieves in this day, and they're purity thieves, and they're trying to steal the purity of our young people in this hour. That's right, it's still right to marry pure. That's right, thank God. This world's crazy. Amen. It's still right to marry when you, thank God, walk out, young lady, when you put on a white, thank God, wedding gown, that's sign for purity, amen. That means I've been pure and I've kept myself until the day, thank God, that God's given me the man that God wants me to marry, and I say I do, amen, as a pure chaste virgin, because that's what God wants, that's what God says. Hey, a daddy ought to guard his house, and it's as much right for a young man to stay pure as it is for a young lady to stay pure.
Yes.
Better watch them. Not much barking on that no more.
Right.
They don't say this, though. They're purity thieves. There's apostate thieves. There's apostates. We live in a day of apostasy.
Yes, we do.
Just because it sounds good don't mean it's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. I'll tell you what you try the spirits with, the spirit.
That's right.
Amen. The Holy Ghost lets you know, and the Word of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, he's an antichrist. He's an antichrist. He don't believe. Thank God, I tell you this. A man that says he believes is a man that always has believed. He don't change down the road. That's right. You don't tell me, thank God, that a man quit believing. He never did believe if he ever quits believing. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Somebody said, well, I used to believe that. You didn't used to. You didn't used to. You didn't used to. If you used to believe it, you believe it now. Thank God, you believe what you always believed if you believe it. You don't change from that. I've heard them say, well, I used to believe the King James Bible was the only Bible, and I found that to be a narrow-minded belief. I said, you didn't believe that then. If you had, you'd believe it now. Amen. That's right. You believe it then, you believe it now. You don't change. God don't change. When you believe it, you always believe it. Hey, we need some dogs that have barked against these apostates, and let them know we got the truth. That's right. That's right.
Amen, brother.
Amen. That's right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. So what about all these other beliefs? Somebody said one time you believe y'all on one, right? No. God is.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
right.
That's right. That book's right.
That's right.
I know John said, if you of God, you'll hear us.
That's what he said.
You say, well, my preacher don't believe that. My church don't believe that. Well, don't change God.
That's right.
It don't blink. He don't blink eye about it.
Amen.
He don't change a bit about it. Thank
that's
God.
Right.
He's still the same.
Amen.
God. It don't matter if the stars fell out of heaven. He's still God. And he'll never change. And the way of salvation is the same way. A man's going to have to come through the Lord Jesus Christ under the preaching of the gospel and get under conviction of sin and have repentance and faith in him. That's how you're going to get saved. There's nobody to get saved another way. There's no other way to get saved. And anybody preaches anything else, it don't matter what his tag is, he's an apostate. That's right. You don't read people in. I'm going to tell you this. There's a lot of mess that's been going on over the last 100 years.
Yeah.
Right. I believe this. I believe salvation's instant.
Yes.
I believe it's instant.
Yes.
But I believe God, the Lord, most of the time, slow walks a man to that place of repentance.
Sure,
and brings him to himself.
Right. Yeah.
That he might wholly cast himself as a lost sinner upon Christ.
Yes, that's right.
I believe it's instant.
Right.
But I'll tell you, friend, these people trying to read people in, trying to get them to repeat prayers, trying, my friend, to get them down a Romans road. I'm telling you this, Romans road, my friend's all right. But I'll tell you, it'd be better to get on the Damascus road. It'd be better to get on Calvary's road. It'd be better to get on the road where the Lord's at. If he's on there, thank God, get on with him. That's the only way you'll get east.
Exactly.
That's right. I like the Romans road.
Yes.
I like the book of Romans.
Yes. Yeah.
But the Romans road map has been turned into a map to hell.
That's right.
Because that's what they say. Do you believe this and believe that? Yes. You don't believe nothing that God convicts your heart.
Amen.
You're a lost man. You can't believe nothing that God gets a hold of you and shows you what you are and where you're at. That's right, brother. I believe we need to bark. Don't chew and guard our territory. Hey, they say, well, not many people's going to go with it. It don't matter as long as God's with it. I'd rather have the presence of God. Thank God than have all the men. Thank God to pat me on the back and say, you're doing a good job.
Amen, brother.
That's right. We We've got too many today. Thank God that want the praise of me. I won't tell you this. Listen to me. You can't get the praise of God and the praise of men. You can't get the honor of God and the honor of man.
You
can't do it. You can't even believe getting the honor of men. That's what he said in John. He said, how can you believe in God when you're after the honor of man, not the honor of God? It's coming from above. Hey, friend, I'm just saying that. Hey, friend, the Bible said that there's one way, and it's God's way. And anything else is an apostate way. One of our famous preachers in this day and time made the statement that it really didn't matter what a man believed as long as he believed in God. And I said, he's a Bible denier. That's not what God said. He'll have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll have to bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, friend, the word, I ain't got a lot of them say they believe in God, but they don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord, thank God? Who is the one you have to bow to and submit to if you ever get saved? He's Lord. You don't make him out. He already is. Thank God, when I got saved, I won't tell you this. I wanted a Lord as much as I wanted a Savior. You can't separate them.
That's right.
He's Lord.
That's right.
He's a ruler. He's a part. You can't separate that.
That's right.
A lot of people want a fire escape from hell.
Yes.
Well, you better run from hell. Said flee the wrath to come. But I wanted him. That's who I wanted. I wanted Christ. When I receive Christ, that's a lot to receive. You better believe that. That's him as he is. Not as you want to make him, but as he is. Amen. That's right, brother. I'm just saying tonight, thank God, there's an apostate thieves, there's liberal thieves, amen, there's perverted thieves. You better keep your children from them perverts, amen. I'm talking about them, thank God, them sissy men, them men with men and women with women. You better watch that. Hey, they've got them in every place. They're marching and bragging on their sin. I'm telling you, listen to me, young people tonight, listen to what I'm about to say. It's been more in thank God and out here that the devil's got. And got them into that filthy mess.
That's right.
Amen.
It's against nature itself. It's against nature itself for a man to want another man. That's wicked, corrupt, and vile. And God says the reason that they're doing that's because they're reprobates. They're not reprobate because they already reprobate. That's right, brother. You better watch your children. It don't matter what their tag is. You better keep a good eye on them.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. I wonder sometimes. Thank God. I want to see some. I want to see young people around the right kind. Amen. That's exactly right. And when they start, you better keep an eye on them.
Amen.
That's why that boy ought to be a boy.
Yes.
Thank God. Take him to a barber shop. Don't take him down there to some stinking beauty parlor.
Amen, brother.
He ought to have some manhood about him, thank God. That's exactly right. He ought to talk and walk like one. Amen, that's right. The danger of this area is that the mamas are teaching them and treating them like they're a little bunch of sissy girls. God help.
Amen. Telling the truth.
There's some I can't be around, I'll be honest with you. I've tried. I've tried to be nice, but if they act like a sissy, it's just been hard for me to even swallow it. Amen. Somebody told me the other day, said they went to one of these liberal churches, went to a funeral. They said the man got up. They said, I thought he might have been a queer. What they said. That's sad. That's sad. That's sad. I'm telling you, you better bark against that thing. Hey, there's some in about everybody's family today. There's somebody's hooked up in it. It's increasing more and more. Hollywood's backing it. And churches, my friend, don't take no stand anymore. I'm telling you, you better mark against that. That's why I don't want my youngins being taught by a bunch of compromising persons.
You're right.
Better watch it. Hope, hope, hope! Leave all bark against it. Dear God, a dog barks, how much hair to guard his territory?
Right.
I'll tell you what he'll do before he barks when something comes up as strange to him. That's right. We live in a sissy day. Oh, I don't believe in being mean, but I'll tell you what, I believe in being bold.
That's right.
God help. Well, what's somebody going to think about it? What's it matter when your children's at stake? What's it matter? You let them go off and hang tight and sleep with somebody else. Let them go off and cap out with everybody else you don't know nothing about. And you wonder why they're messed up and marked up. I'll tell you why. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who they're with.
Right.
Hey, perverts out there, friend.
Yeah.
Perverts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before long, they'll probably be wearing, men will be wearing dresses. They wear everything else. Hey, feminine.
Right. Amen.
I wouldn't want to send my boy down to a schoolhouse where a bunch of sodomites is teaching them.
That's right.
I say
double amen to that. Then I'll say this, there's family thieves. Get down a little tighter now. Just cause they in your family don't mean that they're right.
That's right.
Just cause they in my family don't mean they're right.
That's right.
You better watch that crowd. If they can't give a testimony of the grace of Almighty God, that they know God, that they got a testimony of right living, I wouldn't want to hang God put my children in a crowd like that. It might end up corrupting them.
You preach it right.
Right. Dog kind of got quiet on that one.
Oh, yes, always will. The preacher.
Hoof, hoof, hoof. I would never been saved if a man of God hadn't barked the truth to me.
That's right.
Neither. These little sissy bridge preachers, amen, don't want to preach nothing, don't want to tell nobody nothing. And you wonder why we're in the mess we're in this country. And my people are going to hell. I'm telling you, it's a mess we're living in.
Amen.
Me and my wife went to the funeral home the other day. I'm glad you got that job down at Sam's Car Wash. I'll tell you that. Don't have to work on Sunday. Let me give you another handshake on that.
That's right.
That's
right.
Amen. Appreciate you not letting him work on Sunday.
There you go.
All right. Me and my wife's aunt passed away on this past week. We had to go to the funeral home. I didn't go to the funeral. We went to the funeral home. And we took her mama over there. They got in that line there to see the body. My wife's cousin, she fell on her mama and said, "Oh, mama, oh, mama, oh, mama, come back, mama." I sat back there so helpless. Because I tell you, it's sad when people die and don't know God. Well, I wish I could have went up and said, "Hey, they asked for other bodies to be pressed with the Lord." They had a testimony of being saved. Yep. You know people don't have no respect today either.
Yeah.
Do you know they come to the funeral home like they're going to a camp, a cookout?
Yeah.
They had on shorts, women pants, and everything else in the sun coming down there to a funeral home. And here's a woman lying in state, and that's how they respect her, to come dressed like that and acting like that. I'm telling you, friend, you say, "Preach, that's all the heart." No, it's not. We living in a day where nobody matter wants to hear anything from God, and there's a bunch of liars in the churches today that will not preach the gospel.
Amen.
And I'll tell you this, if people get saved, they'll change.
That's right.
That's right. There's some people in here, if they get saved, they'll change.
That's
And I tell you tonight, I'll say, there's religious thieves. That's right. You know what religious thieves do? They speak against the truth.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know so much about what the preacher said.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I'm going to go ahead and finish this. A dog will bark in submission to his owner. If he's a real dog, thank God he's going to bark at the submission of his owner.
Right.
He'll bark in defense.
Yeah.
You ain't coming up on him.
That's right. Amen.
Well, I got this little old thought. If you got a good dog, you need to feed him.
Yeah.
If you got a good dog, you need to feed him.
Right.
I mean, you need to give him the best food you got. Thank God. I mean, every once in a while, give him something besides a little, thank God, that Walmart dog food. Have them scraps off the table. Thank God, put some good meat on his plate. And son, you've been a good dog to me. Thank God, you marked what I needed you to. You've helped me out along the way. And I want to feed you good. Amen. That's right. You ought to feed him good.
Hallelujah, brother.
Amen. I'll tell you this. Bless the Lord. He saved you from a heartache.
Amen.
That's right.
He saved you from some troubles.
That's right.
You know what? If you wives has got a man that's a man, that's the leader of your home and to run your home, you know what you need to do? You need to love him and back him and say, I thank God for you. And amen. Just feed him love and encourage him and say, I'm with you 100%. And be with him 100%. And let him bark.
That's right.
Don't get behind and say, now calm down.
Yeah.
You need to feed him.
Yeah.
Man of God.
Amen.
You got a man of God preaching the word to you. You need to feed him with love.
Amen.
Prayers. And I found this out. You need to buy him some treats. Yeah. Like that, friend. Well, I saw them dogs do what, you know, Brother Robert could talk about this better than them dogs do what the owner asked him to do. They come back and say, say it. Mm-hmm. And got that little old dog biscuit there. Give him that dog biscuit and say, atta boy.
That's your reward.
That's right. That's your reward. You better believe it.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. You got somebody preaching the word of God to you. And you got a man in your home.
Yes.
Thank God. That's right. Thank God, y'all. Thank God, buy him a treat every once in a while. And say, keep on sticking up.
Yes.
Amen.
Everybody will say,
that's right.
Hallelujah.
Y'all to love him. Amen. Y'all to love him. Amen. Because he's done a lot for you, the dog has.
That's right.
That's right. He's barked. He barked out, brother. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He barked in the middle of the night. Look out the window. What's going on out there?
Right.
Man of God, get up and preach hard. Preach against sin. Preach to you. Tell you what you ought to do. Thank God. You all say, what's going on out there? I know something is.
That's right.
Right. Amen.
That's good preaching.
Oh, that's right. Amen. That's right. Well, my old dog come up this morning. I couldn't even read the paper. Just around the front porch, come up just licking the fire to me. That's right. Licking my hand. Everything else. I said, hey, get me beer. Come on now. Trying to read the paper. He wasn't in to leave me. He just kept licking me. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, thieves at the door. Dog needs to bark. Protect his territory. That's right.
Amen.
That's what he's for.
Right.
And I'll tell you this about my dog. He'll bark at anything he sees. But he's not me. But them that's going down the road don't need to know that.
Right.
I just know he's got a ferocious bark.
Amen.
That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
And Lord, thank God he's a barking and keeping the criminals and the thieves and the enemies and them away. Amen. That's trying to get in. That's trying to hinder and hurt. I'm telling you, Lord, as a man of God's a preaching, thank God to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell what you ought to say. Amen. Thank God I preach and I know.
Amen.
You daddies need to listen to what I'm preaching tonight.
Yes.
Preachers need to listen to what I'm preaching
tonight. Yes.
There's territory we need to guard.
Right.
He said right here is a crowd that wouldn't bark.
That's right.
Couldn't bark, he said.
Yeah.
Couldn't bark. Couldn't bark.
Yeah.
Oh, God help us. Yeah. Look at the churches used to have a little bark in them.
That's right.
Right, they can't bark. You know why? You know why they can't bark? They got their mouth shut.
That's right. Yeah.
The only time they'll bark is they want to be seen. Most of the time, a dog that barks to want to be seen is an old dog. He knows the ropes. That's right. He knows the ropes. He knows what it takes to get the owner's attention. But the fact of it is, a lot of people won't bark because they can't. You know why? The mouth shut. Scared of somebody.
Amen.
That's right. God help us to do the will of God. I appreciate you and love you. Thank you for being here tonight. If you hadn't been barking, boy, I'm going to tell you what you need to.